This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, this is live radio, okay? I want to tell you this. Some of the stuff that goes on in this country is so blatantly simple and clear to see. I just don't understand what Americans don't understand. I mean, here you have a guy named Joe Biden. Does anybody take him serious? Absolutely not. Michael Bloomberg. Does anybody take him serious? Absolutely not. Elizabeth Warren. Does anybody take her serious? Absolutely not. Pete Buttigieg. Does anybody take him serious? Absolutely not. By the way, yesterday when that question was asked to Pete Buttigieg about the 9-year-old, do keep in mind this is an attempt. It was scripted. And also keep in mind, friends, it was hand-delivered just in time so this would cross the networks in the United States of America because they're attempting to legitimize pedophilia, just for the record, okay? I told you 15 years ago as to what the homosexual agenda was going to become, and it has become and is even gone farther than our expectations. And you can rest assured, friends, it's going to continuously go that way until God judges this nation because the American people fail to do so. But now let's go back to Joe Biden for a moment. Joe Biden just said this. I want you to think about this. Biden to gun manufacturers, I'm coming for you. What? Joe Biden, I'm coming for you? Aren't him and his son being called out for another scandal? Aren't they being called out for the acts of treason like every other politician that the American people have accepted? Joe Biden to the manufacturers, gun manufacturers, I'm coming for you, as if to suggest he has delegated authority from we the people to do so. Where are they deriving that delegated authority from, friends? Because clearly it's not from we the people. Well, where do they pull these things out of, friends? Well, it shows you that they're not working for you. It shows you that they are aimed at you. They are aimed at usurping and upending your U.S. Constitution and your Christian heritage. By the way, every single one of them. Every single one of them. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, let's go to the other side of the aisle if you're caught up into that game. Okay, here it is. We just seen today, Kellyanne Conway said this. Trump is the first president to take office approving of gay marriage. I didn't say it. Kellyanne Conway, man, this girl looks like she's had a rough time, let me tell you, in life. But what does she say? Trump is the first president to take office approving of gay marriage. I mean, folks, but again, just keep in mind, this is the lesser of two evils incrementally pushing forth the global agenda. That's what this is. Both handpicked on both sides of the aisle. They win, right? And look at what he advocates for. By the way, what Trump is advocating for is what you would call the left is advocating for. Okay, now we see both sides advocating for what God clearly condemns. And I'm talking about sodomy, homosexuality. It's a felony in the United States of America. But if Donald Trump says it or Pete Buttigieg says it, I guess it's okay that they said it. No, it's not. It's a crime in this nation. Now, let me go back to Donald Trump. Such a wonderful Christian man, isn't he? I just wanted to highlight this and take the time to say how much of a wonderful man you are. Such a Christian, godly man you are. Friends, what does the word say in contrast to the likes of Donald Trump and Kellyanne Conway here? He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. For those that attempt to justify the unjustifiable, you're just as guilty as the one that you're attempting to advocate for and to justify in so many different ways. Let me say this. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. You begin to advocate what your law condemns in this country, and good for you that the people in this country don't know the law, right? Yep, that's exactly how they get away with what they get away with. They rely on the ignorance of the American people that they mean to rule, friends, and that's exactly what this is all about. Go back to the former defector from Russia. I can't even pronounce his name, and I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. My Russian dialect is not up there today. Forgive me. But it's interesting to note, friends, that he said the first thing you do to destroy a nation is to demoralize it. And he said America was easy to demoralize. He said it only took 15 years for America to destroy itself. And he said this, too. He said, you can go ahead and warn the people all that you want to. He said they're not going to listen. This is from a reprobate perspective, okay? Not from a godly perspective, because it's not true in a godly perspective, because the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He works godly repentance in men to bring about reformation, right? A born-again experience. I'm talking about the reformation of the clay man, okay? The carnal man. Just so you don't take me out of context. But isn't it interesting, friends, how we begin to see these people advocating for what God clearly condemns? And we hear from Russian defectors as to how they destroy countries. And what we're seeing our said representatives do today is exactly what they systematically do in taking down a country. And you're seeing it from this wonderful Christian man, we're told, from the Trump supporters and worshipers. Friends, whenever you begin to advocate what God condemns, you better watch out. Okay, because you're daring the justice of God. And rest assured, you're going to get a response, and it's not going to be a good one. I want to finish what this Russian defector said. He said, no matter how many times you warn them, he said, it doesn't matter. He said, because when the boot comes down, he said, then it's too late. Then it's too late. I didn't say it. This is a Russian defector. But I want to tell you something. What he doesn't realize is he has the information from the Word of God. He even has carnal understanding that it is the judgment of God upon a disobedient nation. See, because the bad guys can't take down the good guys unless the good guys become part of the bad guys. And you rest assured that God is going to judge a nation. He judges. He's known by the judgments that he executes. Matter of fact, Psalm 97 tells us that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. He said in Psalm 97 to Christians, you that love the Lord, hate evil. Hate evil and love that which is good. Now, friends, before I get over to the next segment, what we're going to be talking about is the conditioning of Americans. Politicians are alluring illegals into America. ICE then rounds them up. Let me ask you the question. What's the real objective? What's the real objective? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go there, check us out on live YouTube. Join us on live chat. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, go to the right side of the page, click on YouTube, join us on live chat. Got a lot of friends over there. Totally appreciate your input on so many fronts. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. We were asked by Michael Roach to go ahead and do a live broadcast, so we have done that. We worked on it for a while. We finally got the signal. So, folks, make it worth the work, because you're the ones that we're speaking to. You are the reason we do what we do. BeforeIt'sNews.com. You can also call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to tell you to my live chat friends, if you're not friends with me over on my personal page, go to Bradley Dean and you will find me over there. Do like my page, because I love the fact that you're loyal to the cause in which we are fighting for, and we are fighting the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. So if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, folks. It's the safest place to be. There's too many people that are hanging out on the sand. Okay, when the storms come, that's not where you want to be. You want to be where I'm talking about being, friends. Put your foot and your feet upon the rock of ages. You ain't going anywhere. And I said ain't, right? That's a new definition in the College of Webster's Dictionary. Anyways, the conditioning of Americans, politicians, allure illegals in. I seen some of this information on one of my live chat friends' page right now. But I had more to add to this, and I thought it was important that we do add to this, because what we see happening is the desensitizing of Americans, the conditioning of Americans, and if people pay attention as to what's going on, they're going to understand completely. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Here, I'm going to get to that in a moment. Okay, and I'm talking about the illegals, and I'm talking about how everybody's up cheering on this administration, saying, yeah, look at Donald Trump. He's going after, with the use of ICE, another agency created by the federal government to go after and round up all those illegals and to deport them. Yeah. Wait a second. You've gone too far. Has anybody heard of the Hegelian dialectic? It means where the government comes in, takes two steps, they take a step back, but they got their foot in there and they got the step that they wanted, right? They make the American people feel like they stopped the onslaught of encroachment or superseding the rights of the American people. Or overreaching is another word we can bring into this conversation. And the American people drinking the Kool-Aid. No. Let's stop there. Okay? I'm going to show you what this is all about. Politicians allure the illegals in. ICE then rounds them up. And I'm asking you, what's the real objective? Here, let me start. Okay? Wall Street Journal just reported today. ICE to launch a roundup of undocumented immigrants Sunday. My gosh, do you see how they're dumbing the people down? Undocumented? Hey, for the record, they're not undocumented. They're illegals. They're committing crimes, friends. That's what they're doing. Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami are among cities anticipating raids. Orders include detention and deportations, administration official says. Wow. The Wall Street Journal reported Washington Immigration and Customs Enforcement will launch an effort to round up thousands of, here's the wording again, friends, undocumented migrants across the country on Sunday as a part of the Trump administration crackdown on all illegal immigration, according to the three administration officials. You know what happens if you go into Mexico, friends? I do a show on this, by the way. You go in there illegally, you know what? It's called a crime in Mexico. But when they come over to America, they're just called undocumented, right? I mean, really, friends, have we really become that desensitized, dummied down by a bunch of people that can't even control their own lives? Really? Details of this weekend's operations remain unknown, but the officials said that the orders included detention and deportations. That's all I needed. Okay, cool. Okay, sounds good on paper, but what is the reality of what is actually taking place here? I mean, I want you to think with me for a moment. Think. There's the key word. Think. Okay? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, right? Here it comes again. Think with me for a moment. The questions that we need to be asking is, why are they coming here in the first place, and who is responsible for doing so? Okay? I mean, folks, we have, and again, I wrote this article probably 2 years ago, we have felons masquerading as mayors in America that are in fact alluring these illegals into the United States of America. Alluring them in on the American taxpayer's dime by then putting them onto unconstitutional welfare. Hey, folks, when you read the preamble of the United States Constitution and get into welfare, it's for the good of the people, not to enable the people that don't work to take from those that do and give to those that don't. Okay? Period. But what we have here is we have felons masquerading as mayors in America that are alluring these illegals into the United States of America on American taxpayers' dimes by then putting them onto the unconstitutional welfare system. Jesus said, if you don't eat, neither will you work. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. These felons masquerading as mayors in America, friends, that are alluring illegals into the United States of America, are also giving them with all-inclusive work permits, license. You don't have to prove who you are. They want to give you a license, housing, you name it. Just think about this. Your said representatives are alluring illegals into the United States of America on your dime. I'm going to take this in stride, little by little. Line upon line, precept upon precept. All of this is being done by the same said representatives that are attempting to strip you of your God-given rights. You need to understand what's going on here, friends. It's perfect judgment. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, 50. You can go down to 63 and 68 as well. You're not under the blessings of God, friends. You are enjoying the blessings of God, but you can see that they are going away. Why? Because 325.7 million people in this country no longer see fit to fight for what God has bestowed upon them through the sacrifice of heroic men and women. And I'm going to start in the natural, in the spiritual, with Jesus Christ bleeding Calvary red as the propitiation of the sins of the world. We live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. The American people don't understand that. See, what they do is they go to, like, Arlington, if they ever make it there, and they look at the sacrifice given. And what's interesting, I need to interject this and insert this into this conversation. And they see the men that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyranny on foreign land that they have now accepted in America today. Americans are allowing their said representatives to do the unthinkable while they're incumbent on so many different fronts. They've been conditioned to. They've been conditioned to believe that, well, if they're in government, they're above the law. No, they're not above the law, just for the record. And I'm showing you right now how this works, okay? What you see happening here, friends, is how the government in this country creates the very problem that it later comes in through the back door only to play the problem solvers to the very problems that they themselves have created. And illegal immigration is just one of those. Remember back in the 50s when we had, you know what, I should probably go over there really quick. Operation Wetback. Do you guys remember when Truman, the buck stops here, President? Remember when he rounded them up and put them back into their own country where they belong? Isn't it interesting how there's so much talk of that going on here, but see very little action? Now you gotta put all the pieces together, friends, because you have deceitful men behind the CIA-controlled mainstream media's useful idiots. You know them as reporters. They're useful idiots, believe me. That are designing the fall of this America, that are designing the undermining of the America as you know it today. And they're using, as you would call them, the deep state. Who is the deep state? The deep state can't do what the deep state can do without politicians doing it for them. And guess who's doing it for them, friends? The politicians are. It's just another measure of distraction for you to go after shadows, okay? Smoke and mirrors is what this is all about. But if you remember right, I did an article June 26, 2019, Operation Wetback, President Eisenhower. I'm sorry, Eisenhower's answer to illegal immigrants. Wow. He just rounded them up and deported them. And they didn't keep dragging it out and dragging it out and dragging it out. Nope. They put their money where their mouth was. They knew that they were said representatives. I'm not saying they were perfect, but the people held them to the standard of the law more so then than they do now. Matter of fact, the people in this country don't even know the law, and that's why the lawless do what they can do. They'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what they're doing today. Because the American people are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. But I'm going to come back to this, friends. I want to show you how the government in this country creates the very problem, that it later comes in through the back door, only to play the problem solvers to the very problems that they themselves have created. And what this is all aimed at, friends, is going to probably put shivers up and down your spine. By the last segment, we'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Major stock indexes are headed towards the fourth straight day of declines, with the Dow down over 700 points at times in trading on Tuesday. At the New York Stock Exchange, CNBC's Bob Pisani says sectors that you'd expect to go down are just doing that.
MasterCard, the big global credit card company, they came out and said, look, we don't know where this is going to impact, but we're already seeing some effects in Asia. So American Express and Visa, MasterCard are weak.
Meanwhile, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is testifying on Capitol Hill regarding the growing threat of the coronavirus.
We are working closely with state, local, and private sector partners to prepare for mitigating the virus's potential spread in the United States, as we will likely see more cases here.
Azar also notes a vaccine could be potentially available in a year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Address something here. 1-866-582-9933. Hey folks, I got a question for you. We're in the position that we're in the position in this country because of why? Because of who? Who's responsible for the condition of America? I'm just curious. You know, when I think of Scripture, I think of it teaches me nothing but responsibility upon repentance before God. How many times did Jesus say, take heed, take heed, take heed, take heed? Read Psalm 78. I mean, the strength of the Constitution in this country lies in the willingness of the people to defend it. What if they don't defend it? Should we blame somebody else? Should we blame political parties that we tolerate? No, we need to take responsibility. Why do we take responsibility? Because Scripture demands that we take responsibility in righting the wrongs, just like our forefathers did. It's interesting how people online right now are talking to me about how the U.S. Constitution was done away in 1871. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's because the American people during that time allowed them to do so. So you have a responsibility to pick up where they left off and right the wrongs. That's what Scripture tells me. It does tell me that. Why? Well, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 58:12 that we are to be the repairer of the breach. We're not supposed to sit there and give tongue. We're not supposed to sit there and ally our conversation with those that are destroying our country. That's not what Christians are called to do. That's not what patriots are called to do. They're called to right the wrongs by the power of the Holy Ghost, right? Because they understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But what do I hear? Well, I got a guy online right now talking about, 1871, the U.S. Constitution was done away with. And then I said, well, the people need to take responsibility. And he said, are you putting the blame on us? Well, who am I supposed to put the blame on? I mean, you have 325 million people in this country that allow 545 people to destroy your country. Whose fault do you think it is in the sight of God? Theirs? No. They're doing what you're letting them get away with. The absolute irresponsibilities of the people in this country, expecting the politicians to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. Let me tell you this, and I've said it 100 times, but I want to say it again. The people that you allow to have the helm today are not the people that you want to have the helm today. When you read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, it doesn't say they, the government. It says we, the people. See that? I want to make sure you see that. So we, the people, are the government in this country. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, you see that those that serve we, the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. Let me ask you something. Who are we supposed to blame? Them? No. In the sight of God, us. We are to blame for where we're at today. I said yesterday, every country deserves the government that they have. It's exactly right. Because the government that you see today, friends, is a reflection of what you tolerate. I'm not going to sit there and, hey, every president we have, folks, is a reflection of the American people for what they tolerate. That's what it is. If you're truly born of the Spirit of God, this is already inbred. You're already infused with understanding as to who the responsible party is. You cannot, and it's amazing to me how many people are willing to give their tongue and their inactions over to those that are destroying this country. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No, there's nothing you want to do about it. Oh my gosh, look what they're doing over there now. I know, stand up and deal with them lawfully. You have a system of law in this country. And as Thomas Edison said, friends, you're the strength of the Constitution. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. Okay? Christians, it's your job to right the wrongs. Read Isaiah 58:12. Jesus didn't come in the world, folks, establishing the wrong. He was righting the wrongs every step of the way. And so should we be doing the same things because we are his offspring. And if we were doing our jobs, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today. We take responsibility by putting the mirror upon us and saying, okay, where is it that we lack? What is it that we have to right, Lord? Give us the power to do it. And he does that. I just want to make sure because I get, listen, this show is not set up for defeatism. We're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. What is it that overcomes the world? Romans 8:37, going over to 1 John chapter 5 right now. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. I can't find defeatism in the scripture. I can't find it. And if someone wants to show it to me, I would like to see it. Because it's not there, I can tell you right now. And what's even more interesting than that, and I'm going to get back onto the topic here, is the fact that you can find nowhere in Scripture from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation where God ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. You cannot find it in Scripture. Nowhere. What were you talking about now? Exactly. We have a responsibility. We have the power to right the wrongs, and we can do this in Jesus' name. This isn't a defeatism radio show. This isn't a doom and gloom radio show. I'm showing you what's wrong, and I'm also offering you the answer by what I do, okay, as I follow the Christ. And that ministry, this ministry has been doing this since day one. Let's get back to this. The conditioning of Americans, politicians allure illegals into America. I just showed you that. ICE then rounds them up. What's the real objective? I'm going to get to that in a moment. I also told you, friends, right before the end of the last segment, I want to show you how the government in this country creates the very problems that it later comes in through the back door, only to play the problem solvers to the very problems that they themselves have created. And I just showed you that. Okay? Trump's administration is going to round them up, put them in detention centers, and deport them. All of his supporters and worshipers are doing what? Yeah, yeah, look what Trump is doing. Look what Trump is doing. Hang on a second. It all sounds good on paper. But what is the reality of what's actually taking place? I want you to think for a moment. Again, where is this coming from? From your said representatives that created the problem. That created the problem. Okay? I want to tell you this, too. Next point. The federal government has no business in the usurping or the superseding of the states and going into each state to round up illegals. Did you hear what I said? The federal government has no business in the usurping or superseding the states and going into each state to round up illegals. Absolutely zero. But if you don't know that, guess what? The current administration is going to look like a hero. And because people are uneducated, guess what? They think that he is a hero. Federal government has no business doing it. In fact, the state should be rounding up. This is important that you catch this. If people understood their responsibility, right? If people actually took the time to read the Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, and Article 3, Section 3, because what we find is these said mayors that are alluring them into the United States of America, this is the act of treason. Did you hear what I said? It is the act of treason. And if you want to find out what I'm telling you and if it's true, then what you need to do is go over to Law Cornell. And I want you to go to Code 8 and look up 1324. Because those that allure these people into the United States of America are responsible for the illegals and their crimes that they commit against we the people. It's a felony. It's a felony. And I can just hear an answer back. Oh, that will never happen. They'll never be jailed for treason. Nope, because you fail to take responsibility. Nope, that's why it's never going to happen. I honestly feel sorry for your kids. I feel sorry for your posterity. Chains are forged upon ourselves and our children because of ignorance. That's exactly what's happening here today. The federal government has no business in the usurping or the superseding of the states and going to each state to round up illegals. In fact, the states should be rounding up these mayors and said representatives that are alluring illegals into their unconstitutional sanctuary cities and prosecuting them for their criminal activities against we the people. But no, all the Trump supporters, man, and those that support this administration are saying, man, good job, Donald. Good job, Donnie. Man, we totally appreciate you. We knew that you were going to do the job that no one else was willing to do. Really? Why isn't he prosecuting the mayors that allured them into America in the first place? This is where the American people miss it. Okay? How this deceptive game is being played on the people that they are to, in fact, represent. They're not representing us. They're representing a global order. They're trying to, by the way, we were told and been told for years that there's 13 million illegals in America. There's actually 30 of them. See, through omission, the mainstream media is lying to you once again. There's 30 million of them. Okay? I want you to keep this in mind as I go forward. The federal government is a creature of the state. Not the states, a creature of the federal government. The American people have it upside down on their heads. The states are sovereign. Matter of fact, when you read the 10th Amendment, it reads this way. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Did anybody forfeit or relinquish our rights to say to the federal government, come in and do what the states are unwilling to do? Nope. But guess what? The fix is in, isn't it? Because we see all across the United States of America, just 3 weeks ago, where we found 18 governors that want to open the floodgates to migrants coming in from the Middle East. Friends, your country is being handed off today, regardless if you want to see it that way or not. And for those that want to ignore it, remember this. It clearly tells us in Scripture that do you put off the day of calamity and would you bring near the seat of violence? You are if you don't deal with it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To the Sons of Liberty. So I get a response from my friend on live chat. Okay, wait a second. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go deal with the New World Order. Isn't that funny? I mean, folks, this is just like, it's a lack of Christianity is what it is. You know, the fact of the matter is when you look at our forefathers, just for the record, in setting this little issue straight, less than 3% of the population and 13 colonies and 56 men were used to establish what we have today. Less than 3% established what we have today. Now today, under the blessings, by the way, Deuteronomy 30:19. But today what we see is less than 3%, 1.7 is to be exact, are being used to destroy this country under the judgments of God. Little do people know the history of this country, in the beginning of this country. Our forefathers were fighting off the greatest military might in the world. And because God was blessing, no man, no arm of the flesh was going to win. It's just that simple. I got to get back to this, friends. We were talking about, again, the conditioning of Americans. Politicians allure illegals in. Then the federal government comes in, rounds them up. What's the real objective? I'm going to tell you what the real objective is in just a moment. I want to make a clear instead of this administration rounding up these mayors and said representatives that are luring illegals into their unconstitutional sanctuary cities and prosecuting them for their criminal activities, what are they doing? They're superseding states and their rights. I just shared with you the federal government is a creature of the state, not the state's a creature of the federal government. The states are sovereign. I just read the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. What we see happening here is that the states are forfeiting themselves or opening themselves up to the federal government by alluring these people to come into their states and then making it a federal issue by not enforcing their state laws. This is all by design, folks. They are a bunch of New World Order pawns, is what they are. Giving the federal government the power that they have always longed for. See, if the state governments would enforce their sovereignty and their laws against illegals, they wouldn't be coming into the states in the first place. No, but by design, they're allowing the federal government to come in and do what they fail to do for themselves. You see how this works? I can just see how happy this administration supporters are about all of this when it comes to addressing the problem. I want you to remember the problem was created by the government, okay? Just so you know. What they don't realize is that this is designed to undermine the very rights and freedoms that they think this administration is upholding. I want to say that again. What they don't realize is that this is designed to undermine the very rights and freedoms that they think this administration is actually upholding. In the end, you know who it's aimed at, friends? Their political opposition. How do I know that? Well, that's all I have to do is just go back a couple of years and understand what the DHS and the government defined as terrorists. You remember what the terrorists were, friends? I want to tell you what the terrorists are. This is common knowledge. This is reported back in 4 years ago, 2015. Most people forgot it because it's a four-day nation, remember? Are you a Christian? Are you a conservative? Are you a libertarian? Are you a gun owner? Are you opposed to abortion? Are you opposed to globalism? Are you opposed to communism? Are you opposed to what we're talking about here today, illegal immigration? I don't mind legals coming in as long as they're here to assimilate. If not, they got to go by force if need be. Okay? Do you believe in conspiracy theories? By the way, keep in mind, conspiracy theory was added on by the mainstream media so they could give cover to those that are in fact responsible for committing conspiracies. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Do you believe that maybe that you're living in the end times, or do you visit alternative news websites? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are a potential terrorist, according to the official U.S. government documents. Who's the end aim? You are, their political opposition. I don't have time to go through all 72 types or defined Americans that are considered to be extremists and potential terrorists, according to your government. I also want to make clear that you understand this. Governments is defining anybody that stands up for who we are in America today as potential domestic terrorists, okay? But keep in mind, Oxford's English Dictionary original definition of the word terrorist is government by intimidation. If Americans were educated, they would see and understand who this government is and what they are. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. What's taking place over the last 20 years in this country? It's always a foreign enemy. Right? Now, what do we find 18 years later, friends? Again, by the said representatives in the mainstream media. Muslims are the problem. Muslims are the problem. Now, guess what, friends? Muslims are taking office in the United States of America while the mainstream media gives cover to them that are committing crimes against we the people. They're the ones that are responsible for telling us for 18 years who is the problem in the world, right? By the way, one of the definitions of a domestic terrorist is anybody that's anti-Muslim. Individual liberties, states' rights, the colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. Oh, friends, and it goes on and on. The most unthinkable. They even name organizations, friends, Christian organizations. If you're anti-gay, you're a domestic terrorist. If you're a part of a patriot movement, you're a domestic terrorist. As a matter of fact, I should roll over on this tomorrow. Just to give you a download as to what your said government today has labeled you as. Do you see how this is upending our sovereignty by allowing the federal government to come in with a created agency by the federal government to go ahead and round people up and deport them? Who created the problem? They did. Who wants to play the problem solver? They do. And this all rides over the ignorance of people that don't take the time to know the difference. What's it all aimed at? Well, I said the conditioning of Americans, politicians allure illegals in. Okay, the politicians, hey folks, they're enjoying their impunities. Right? ICE, federal agency created, then rounds up illegals. What's the real objective? At the end of the day, it's all aimed at you. That's what this is all about. Again, this is happening because of the blatant ignorance of those who should know better. There is no country on this planet that has more light and knowledge and understanding and history than we do. Nobody. To whom much is given will be responsible for much. And we are responsible for much. So I go back and revert back to the conversation that I had with one of my live chat friends. Well, then who's responsible for righting the wrongs here? Especially all the while knowing the face of the enemy now, who has defined us as terrorists for standing against their tyranny. For standing against them that mean to establish a new global order, which is no secret. This thing is not being done in a corner, friends. It's being done right in front of your face all day long. We see this through the current administration again. I'm sorry, all of you Trump worshipers. I can't blame Obama. He's not the president anymore, just in case you didn't get the memo. Okay, but Donald Trump is the one that just handed over school curriculums in the United States of America through Betsy DeVos to the UN Global Initiative. This has been in the works since 68, friends, 1968. He's also the one, again, that is doing the opposite of what he said every step of the way. And again, I'm not blaming Donald Trump. I'm blaming the American people that refuse to see the truth and who the enemies are. Because as they are praising him, he is destroying them. He is attacking their God-given rights. No administration has stripped the American people concerning the Second Amendment more than this current administration. 55 new gun legislation acts. Advocating for a global initiative, normalizing homosexuality, sodomy, which God clearly condemns. Oh, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Find out last week that he's actually funneling three times more than Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration into terror-tied organizations into America. Can you make this up? Is that a global initiative? Is that a plan to destroy America? Or let me ask you this. Or is that how you make America great again? I need to know. Am I being facetious? Absolutely. This is happening, friends, because of the American people. There's nobody to blame but ourselves. No knowledge of their founding documents, such as the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, which still remains. Anything contrary to the U.S. Constitution is null and void. If you see a new system in place, then it's your job to fix and right the wrongs. Read the beginning of the Declaration of Independence. My goodness. The Bill of Rights is the person, folks, no knowledge of your founding documents, and I'm including the Bill of Rights, is the perfect recipe for them that mean to bear rule over you. And that's what they're doing. The American people have, in fact, made themselves an easy prey to, and by the dupes of ill-designing men. And I'm sorry to say it, friends. I know some people don't want to hear it, but the fact of the matter is we're the responsible party for where we're at today. And until that changes, nothing is going to change. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.